right, so Gabby coming to us with a weird living situation her boyfriend is proposing, but it's to save money.
Okay.
But is it weird or a red flag? It's group therapy. Let's dive in.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, I thought by the time you turn 37, you should probably have everything figured out. Not the case, apparently.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm worried because my boyfriend who just turned 40 is buying a house.
Yeah.
The thing is that he will need to rent one of the rooms to someone, a roommate, to help him pay off the mortgage and not be so tight money-wise, even though he makes a good income. So he was telling me that he wants to look for someone that looks decent because it's obvious that it is risky to bring someone to your home to live with that you don't even know.
Okay, that's fair.
So he told me that his real estate agent, who happens to be friends with him, told him that she was planning to leave from where she lives and that she can rent a room for him. He can rent her the room for her to live there. This is just an option. Not for sure, but it sounds like it could definitely happen. And this sounds a little weird to me since he's talked to me about living with him, too.
Okay.
Apparently, the renting of the rooms will be just for a while to help him pay the mortgage down. But why is this woman even in the picture?
Sure.
Is this just a normal friendship or is this weird? Plus, the real estate agent happens to work in the same business building where his job is at, which I just find it weird that a real estate agent has this type of friendship with her client. What would you guys do here? Thanks so much.
Okay, so if we boil it down to just the gist of it, her boyfriend is thinking about letting his real estate agent move into a room, rent a room out of the house he just bought.
But he's apparently talked to her
about living there too. So would she pay rent?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Are we going to split the rent with Gabby and real estate agent? Like, are they both going to move in? Or is it like one or the other?
Yeah.
And so then if I'm Gabby and he's like, he picks the real estate agent over his girlfriend to share the rent. A little sus.
Yeah.
To say the least. I do need a little clarification on that. Is he saying, oh, the more the merrier,
it'll help pay down the mortgage
even more if there's more than one people renting space?
Or is it a situation where, hey, I'm girlfriend, so I don't, you know, we share finances in other ways. I don't know.
Maybe he's like, Gabby and I aren't to the living together level yet.
But my real estate agent is.
Because we're just friends and that won't be weird.
Okay.
Maybe that's the mentality. I have questions.
I kind of have questions,
too. I feel like the answer is going to determine some of those answers.
Yeah.
Like, have we gone down the let's move in together and Gabby can help split the rent?
Mm-hmm.
The mortgage?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he pivoting to the real estate agent? Or are they all going to live there together?
It's going to be one big happy family.
That sounds fun.
That does sound fun.
Don't know how many rooms, but it sounds like there's only one room to rent.
Okay.
I have questions.
I'd be hard-pressed to find someone who's actually been in a situation like this. Maybe, though, you can come from the point of view of your partner has a roommate that is a little too sus. Or someone who you're worried about roommate wise.
If I'm Gabby and it's maybe a competition between who he's going to have to move in. Like, yes, if he's thinking, well, maybe not you just yet because we're not at that point in our relationship.
Hmm.
So I'll just keep it neutral with this friend.
Okay. 502-795-1997. Maybe you are a realtor and you've done in this sounds familiar or you know the practice and this has happened before. I don't know. Weigh in. Send a voice note. Call 502-795-1997.
She's not clear how long she's been with her boyfriend
right,
or how new this relationship is.
We don't know.
That could matter.
All right. We'll take some of your stories on the way. So Gabby, our listener, coming to us. Her boyfriend's proposing letting his realtor move into the house he just bought with her help. Because
just to help, you know, rent a room, pay down the mortgage.
Pay down the mortgage
a little bit. He's 40.
Okay. We're not age shaming.
No, but it is interesting that we are choosing a house that we need help with the mortgage on. Like, why are we not choosing a house
that's more in your price range?
Yes, that we can afford by ourselves.
Yeah.
That's the first question. Also, we don't know how long Gabby and her boyfriend have been together. Like, if it's a new relationship and not really to the point where he feels comfortable asking her to, like, move in, even to help share the mortgage.
Yeah.
Might be too soon for the relationship to do that. So maybe that's why he's thinking this is the avenue that's better.
We did get a message from a listener, I'll keep anonymous, who said, I know a lot of female realtors, not all are professionals.
Oh.
Don't let this happen.
Sounds like there
could be some do whatever it takes to get the sale sort of mentality with some.
Okay. And she, apparently she works in the same building as him too. So, which has helped them be chummy.
Yeah. There are a lot of people that are like, look, you need more clarification as to what this situation is.
Yes. And maybe just, again, I'm sure she wouldn't be feeling as weird about it if it was a guy.
Yeah,
like,
maybe not.
One of his friends, a guy friend.
Yeah. And look, we don't know if the boyfriend has a type and this realtor falls into that type.
Not sure.
Not sure if there's that sort of weirdness or
he's
connection.
Saying, I'd rather have someone I know move in and rent the room
than to a stranger.
Yeah. Yes. But apparently she did say that he did kind of kick it around like with her.
So it almost sounded like she was going to be renting as well.
Yes, we weren't sure. So there are some questions in the air. I think a lot depends on Gabby. If you guys are really new into the relationship, he might not feel comfortable you moving in even like, quote, as a roommate.
True.
And he wants someone that he knows. Realtor needs a place to, like, it might feel like
a lot of people
are
saying, look, there are a lot of red flags here. You need to set some boundaries. And if it's making you feel uncomfortable, you need to tell him that.
Exactly. And then also, I mean, just down the road, financially speaking, maybe ask why we're buying a house that we can't afford by ourselves.
Angelique rolls in on text and says, maybe the boyfriend is somehow cowardly trying to move the relationship forward by oddly making her jealous enough to say, oh, don't get the roommate. I'll move in and help you with all the expenses. Not saying it's a good plan, but sometimes guys are a little slow. Telling you how they really feel.
Okay. All right. So some questions to ask, Gabby,
clarification. Exactly.
I think we've tossed out a couple of different scenarios as to why it might be playing out like this.
Mm-hmm.
So
all right, well,
let us know find out.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of good things to think about.
Sure.
Moving forward.
We understand why you are hesitating.
Yep. And we agree.
What's going on.
We agree.
Yes.
All right. Good luck. Keep us posted. Follow up with us, maybe next week, something like that if you can. And let us know what all happened.